Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Ray Boone. Batting second. The second baseman, Bobby Avila. Batting third. The center fielder, Larry Doby. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Al Rosen. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Harry Simpson. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Jim Lemon. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Bill Glynn. Batting eighth. The catcher, Joe Tipton. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Lemon. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Bob Lemon. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Jim Pearsall. Batting second. The left fielder, Gene Stevens. Batting third. The third baseman, George Kell. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Dick Gurnett. Batting fifth. The catcher, Sammy White. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Ted Lepsio. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Tom Umflett. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Milt Bolling. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mickey McDermott. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Mickey McDermott. And now, play ball. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone takes first base on ball four. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila takes first base on ball four. Boone moves to second. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby strikes out. White drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Doby out. One out. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen takes first base on ball four. Boone moves to third. Avila moves to second. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson strikes out. Two outs. Jim Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon hits a fly ball into right field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Pearsall. The throw from Tipton and he is out, Avila applying the tag. One out. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens hits a fly ball into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bill Glynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Glynn strikes out. One out. Joe Tipton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tipton hits a pop-up towards first. Gurnett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett hits a fly ball into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Doby who is chasing the ball. White reaches third base with a triple. Ted Lepsio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepsio takes first base on ball four. Tom Umflett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Umflett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boone fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Boone hits a fly ball into center field. Umflett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Avila hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McDermott fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0-for-1 in the game. Doby hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lepsio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Milt Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling strikes out. One out. Mickey McDermott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDermott hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Pearsall hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it and throws to first for the out. McDermott moves to second. Two outs. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0-for-1 in the game. Stevens strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Rosen hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on McDermott. Rosen moves to second. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson is 0-for-1 in the game. Simpson hits a fly ball into center field. Umflett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0-for-1 in the game. Lemon strikes out. Two outs. Bill Glenn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Glenn is 0-for-1 in the game. Glenn hits a fly ball into center field. Umflett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0-for-1 in the game. Kell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 0-for-1 in the game. Gurnett hits a fly ball into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. White hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kell moves to second. Ted Lepsio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Kell moves to third. White moves to second. Ted Lepsio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepsio is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Lepsio takes first base on ball four. Tom Umflett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Umflett is 0-for-1 in the game. Umflett hits a line drive towards the mound. Lemon catches it and throws to first to double up Lepsio. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Tipton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tipton is 0 for 1 in the game. Tipton hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lepsio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0 for 1 in the game. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gurnett scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Lemon for the out. Two outs. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Boone takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Avila hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Boone moves to third. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0 for 2 in the game. Doby hits a fly ball into right field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Milt Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 0 for 1 in the game. Bowling hits a fly ball into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mickey McDermott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDermott is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. McDermott hits a fly ball into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Pearsall hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Rosen hits a pop-up towards short. Bowling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson is 0 for 2 in the game. Simpson strikes out. Two outs. Jim Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0 for 2 in the game. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cal fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0 for 2 in the game. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards first. Glenn scoops it up and throws to first, with Lemon covering, for the out. One out. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Kell hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1 to nothing, Red Sox. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 0 for 2 in the game. Gurnett hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lemon fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a triple. White hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Rosen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bill Glenn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Glenn is 0-for-2 in the game. Glenn strikes out. One out. Joe Tipton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tipton is 0-for-2 in the game. Tipton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bowling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0-for-2 in the game. Lemon strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ted Lepsio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepsio is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Lepsio hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tom Umflett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Umflett is 0-for-2 in the game. Umflett bunts towards first. Glenn scoops it up and throws to first, with Avila covering, for the out. Lepsio moves to second. One out. Milt Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 0-for-2 in the game. Bowling hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mickey McDermott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDermott is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. McDermott strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Boone hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cal fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Avila hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bowling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0-for-3 in the game. Doby takes first base on ball 4. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Rosen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cal fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Pearsall strikes out. One out. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0-for-3 in the game. Stevens hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Simpson. Stevens reaches second base with a double. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Kell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 0-for-3 in the game. Gurnett hits a fly ball into right field. Simpson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Hank Majeski pinch hits for Harry Simpson. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski strikes out. One out. Jim Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0-for-3 in the game. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cal fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Wally Westlake pinch hits for Bill Glynn. Wally Westlake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Westlake strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 1, and Cleveland Indians, 0. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.